Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Bunny.
Hi, guess who's in his car?
You are.
I am.
Good job. How did you get there?
First of all, it was there. First item of exclamation, it was there. Not that I really expected it to not be there. It's just always an amazing thing when you go back to your car and it's still there.
And it's still there. Yes, that's true.
I took the airport shuttle bus to the last stop and walked across the freeway. The line to the... Oh, I can't go. That's a red light. The line for taxis was 30 persons long and there were no taxis there. And I just foresaw a pain in the ass of trying to convince them to drive me over there.
Right.
When really what they really want to do is get the fuck back to Manhattan.
Right. So how did they drive, like, what shuttle bus did you take?
Just the airport shuttle bus, you know, the, you know, every...
Oh, around to the terminals? Shuttle,
yeah, around the terminals. And it just dropped me off at the last parking garage.
Oh, and
it's
then
not
you
even
just
a garage, it's just a lot.
Right.
The last parking lot. And actually, it was interesting. There was a number of people that got off and walked as well. I think they were mostly, they were mostly employees who probably were walking to their cars.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was like a 3-block walk.
Oh, that's great.
4-block walk, depending on how you count it.
Excellent.
And, it just was, what the fuck is going on here? Less hassle, and, it was pretty quick.
Very good, dude.
So, I'm in my car. I'm in my car. Isn't that cool?
Hmm?
Long Island Central Parkway, Triborough Bridge. Shit, that doesn't say Manhattan. Oh, and I'm back in LaGuardia. Oops. Looks like I'm going around.
Oops.
Okay.
Should I let you find your way onto the freeway? You want to call me later? Or...
No, I figured that, I'll just wander about.
You'll just wander about.
Considering that I'm here, I don't really care.
I'm glad you were able to fly standby. That's great.
It was, like, such a stroke of luck to be flying standby. And I sat there for a long time waiting, too, because, like, the flight itself was delayed an hour and a third. And, so I just feel kind of fortunate to be here. And this is all kind of, here we go, airport exit. This is all kind of like time that I didn't think I had.
Mm-hmm.
West Manhattan. I'll take West Manhattan. I'll take a guess on that. Rather than Long Island. Neither one do I want to really go to. But I can find my way back from Manhattan, and I can't find my way back from Long Island.
There you go.
So. My laptop has the coolest battery life.
Really? It lasts a really long time?
I mean, it's not that long. It's just...
A lot longer than your old laptop.
It lasted about 3 minutes. 2 minutes, maybe. So.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
I miss you. Okay?
Hey.
You want to know the truth?
Yes. Only
the truth be told. I miss you.
Oh. Oh, I miss you too. I felt very weird and like nowhere when I was in Michigan, in Detroit. Felt very divorced from myself.
Mm-hmm.
Except when I was with Vera. It was just like, it's really, yeah. So it was very weird because I just didn't feel.
Right.
This is a long-winded way of saying, I'm working back toward the feeling of missing you because I was just so trying not to feel.
to feel anything. Yeah.
But you missed me.
Yes, I missed you, Kate.
Oh, okay. Well, guess what? I'm going to see you, and you're going to see me.
I know.
Oh, no. How many days?
Five.
Hold on, I have to change lanes. Five days. I've got 2 days. Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, and when
then, I go, then I go to Portland.
When do you leave for Portland?
Thursday.
Thursday.
You go to Portland on Thursday. And then you come on Saturday.
I come on Saturday. Saturday morning.
Uh-huh. I'll come pick you up at the airport. We will be reunited.
We will be reunited. Airport.
Re-universe.
I've got a lot to accomplish between now and then.
Oh, you have a lot to accomplish? Like, lots of grading?
Like lots of grading.
Grading sucks.
Grading really sucks. I hate grading.
But your grading is going to be new. Your grading is going to be a lot easier this time.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot easier this time. True. Still just a lot of students. Many small students.
And a few big ones.
And a few big ones. So, yes, love reading. I got the prototype of Sarah's invitation sent out. I mailed it today. So that's good. I finished that last night instead of, I skipped the L word party. So hopefully, like, I feel like people are going to be like, weirdly feel like people be mad at me for, like, not going or something, you know?
Well, yeah, you skipped the L word party to make invitations to a... to a breeder party.
Yeah. Well, I had to get it done.
Yeah, I know.
I spent like the afternoon yesterday hanging out with Valerie Schultz.
Uh-huh. How is she?
Like, she's good. She's good. It's just funny, I've like never really hung out with her by myself before, you know, uh-huh. But it was fun. It was just kind of out of the blue, but we had a good time.
That's good. What did you do?
We went to see the show at Mocha, and the show was kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But so we did that, and then we went to Red Cat, and that show kind of sucked too.
What's up at Red Cat?
And then it's like some like Japanese artist who like did this project where he like went on a road trip in California with this like trailer. Hooked on the back of the car and or the truck or I don't know, and then like now the trailer, it's like, which is like coated in like white, like the whole surface of it is like white plexi, you know. Is like inside the gallery, and the gallery has like curved corners like in it now, and like the bottom half of it is painted like pale sky blue. And then there's, like, this kind of, like, bad poetry, like, written on the wall going around in a circle.
God.
And there are these, like...
So the idea was to create this object, this trailer object, or he used the trailer?
Well, the trailer is an object, and he also took the trailer on this trip. Uh-huh. And now the trailer's being displayed in the gallery. And you can climb up onto the trailer, but you have to, like, take your shoes off, and then there are these, like, these, like, stepping stone type things that are, like, I think they're, like, they feel like ceramic. They're just, like, something white. Like, white, white, white. And then you, like, step on these things and then climb up onto the trailer, and you have to stand up on it to, like, read all the poetry, whatever, you know?
Oh.
And then there's this, like, text, like, journal type description of, like, the road trip, like on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
The outer wall of the gallery, like in the hallway, but it's just like the writing is kind of bad, and like basically the content of the project is just writing, you know, and writing is like kind of crappy, you know, it's like not that interesting, so I don't know, whatever, it was weird.
So all in all, it gets up.
Yeah, the art kind of sucks, down. But then we went out for sushi. That was fun.
That's good.
A little Tokyo. So, I don't know. That was great.
I got a call from my doctor today. From the wrist doctor.
Yeah, what did he say?
He told me that on the MRI... This is a little perplexing and bizarre. On the MRI, there is a 7 millimeter long bone chip fragment that fractured off one of my wrist bones. And he has no idea to tell how long it's been there. Didn't show up on the X-ray, but it's really small, really hard to see, but it showed up on the MRI.
Oh my god.
So I have to go make an appointment to go back in, but he doesn't know whether this has anything to do
with my wrist
or not. I mean, it maybe could explain why, for example, my left wrist hurts more than my right wrist.
Right.
But there's a basic problem that it doesn't explain, which is why do my wrists hurt so much?
Right.
But it might explain the left, but I don't know. I'm a little skeptical. I don't really feel like having surgery just to find out when the surgery is going to take me, you know, 6 months to properly recover from.
Right.
So.
Oh, crazy. I wonder how, that's wild.
What's that?
I would just want. Do you have any theories as to how it could have happened with this piece of bone chipped off?
I mean, that's what I started thinking about, and the number of times I've hit my wrist against something, like between, you know, ski racing and basketball and just falling, being a human, could have happened any time.
Right. Basketball? You played basketball?
Did you say basketball? I mean, I did play basketball.
Huh.
I don't know why I said basketball. I don't know why basketball would have done it. I'm a little tired. A little hungry and delirious.
Oh, I just didn't know that you played basketball.
Up until 8th grade, I did.
Oh, okay. This is like a little known boy fact.
Yeah, there's lots of little boy facts.
Baseball cards, basketball.
Yeah.
Snails and puppy dog tails.
Snails and puppy dog tails. I got to play with Vera's puppy dog.
You did? What kind of puppy dog does Vera have?
I don't know. It was really big. It liked me a lot. It was really big.
It was really big and it liked you a lot?
Really big. Like, you would have been a little freaked out by it.
Yeah, I don't like human-sized dogs.
It was small. Small human-sized dog. It was tween-sized dog.
Tween-sized dog? Yeah.
Tweens, right? That's the age group that...
Yeah, tweens. Those are like 11 to 13-year-olds.
Yeah, it was a tween-sized dog. Yeah. It was totally a little tween. Very much so.
Yeah, except for well-behaved Labradors, I don't like big dogs.
Yeah, two specific well-behaved Labradors.
Two specific well-behaved Labradors are very spoiled.
So, but it was really sweet. His name is Bartholomew. And he did the doggy where he put his... Doggies really like to put their head in between your legs and push up against you.
Mm-hmm.
So he did that.
That's cute.
And he happened to be the perfect height to also, to like be at the top of my legs, like in my crotch. So he just kind of pushed against me, and I rubbed his head, and he liked that a megaton.
That's cute. Did I tell you Jamie's going to get a dog?
Oh, what kind?
He's going to get a chihuahua.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's so funny. What's she going to name it?
I don't know.
When did she decide this?
Oh, she wanted a puppy for a long time, but then she just decided, I think, once she determined, that Marco was going to move out, that she was like, well, now I can get a dog, because he didn't want to have a dog. And she can't have cats, because she's still allergic, you know? Mm-hmm. So, she's not allergic to dogs, you know? Mm-hmm. A lot of people are allergic to cats, but not dogs.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. I mean, I know almost no one who's allergic to dogs.
Mm.
I mean, I know some people are, but I think cat allergies are a lot more common.
Yeah, the people that are allergic to dogs are, like, allergic to everything.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, but she was like, she just wants when she's home by herself to have something else there, you know?
A little hairless,
exactly.
Sorry, that was just this. There's this fucking stretch right next. I should know this. I should have forgotten. Not have forgotten. Next to this restaurant in Brooklyn called Junior, it's where there's always somebody stopped in the middle of the street. You there?
What? I don't understand.
I was in the right-hand lane. I was in the I'm going slow because I'm tired lane.
Oh, okay.
And then, there was somebody that had just decided to park in that lane.
Oh, I see.
Doesn't mind that we're, you know, on Flatbush.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Right-hand lane, you can park as long as you stay in your car or come back in 2 minutes.
Right.
Apparently.
Neighborhood rule. Yeah. Neighborhood rule say, you need to go get some takeout.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no parking. You just park in the street. Where are you now?
I'm about a block from BAM, which is where I was. And I went one whole block from Junior's.
Mm-hmm.
This stretch is often slow, even without traffic. I'm passing BAM.
Hi, baby dude.
Hi. Oh, hello. Boy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'm really tired.
Yeah.
I'm really tired. I'm really tired.
Hi, my grandpa.
Hi. You tell me that I'm going to make it the rest of the way home safely.
You're going to make it the rest of the way home safely. You're almost there.
I know.
You made it all the way from the Detroit. I think you can make it like a few more blocks in Brooklyn.
All the lights are getting blurry. Maybe I'll clean
baby.
I clean my windshield.
Thursday, do you teach Thursday still? Or is it a holiday or something? Or?
It's Easter break.
Oh, Easter break.
It's Jesus. It's spring break for Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I just realized I was going to be at your house for Easter. I'm like, well, no Easter dinner for me.
No Easter dinner. What day is it?
It's on Sunday.
It's on Sunday. I will be having Easter dinner with Peter, the Buddhist.
Okay.
I don't know if Peter's actually a Buddhist, but he probably is. Well, I shouldn't speak for him. But I doubt that. Well, I shouldn't speak for him. You can point it out, and we'll see what happens.
What?
You can point out that we're having Easter dinner. I'll point out that we're having Easter dinner for you. We'll be having, vegetarian Easter dinner.
Or vegetarian.
Mostly non-meat Easter dinner. What are you supposed to eat on Easter?
Well, I mean, it depends on your family, you know. Like, for instance, I'm missing Melanie's Easter dinner party. We hosted the Easter dinner at our house before. But she makes Southern food for her, you know. So it's like, you know, homemade biscuits and fried chicken and pie and all that stuff. But we'll see. I mean, ham is the traditional thing to eat. I don't know why.
Nice.
My mom, well, the real thing is that Jamie makes bunny cakes.
Oh, it's the bunny cakes, of course.
Yeah.
Well, how about
we just make chocolate brownies? Is that okay?
Okay, how about we make chocolate brownies and you can cut them in,
I can cut them into the shape of bunnies.
You can cut them in the shape of bunnies.
And then everyone will say, who is this crazy girl from the school? And what is she doing making bunny cakes?
Yeah. I'll just say, she can't help it. She likes the fluffy, fluffy bunny bunnies. How did the bunny become associated with Easter?
Because Easter was originally a pagan holiday that was about the advent of spring.
That's what I figured.
It's just so, when the Christians wanted to take over, all of the Christian holidays are really pagan holidays that have been, you know, taken over, basically. Mm. So, anyway, so the bunnies have to do with they're the pagan part.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about, you know, the bunnies and the eggs and whatever. It's just a celebration of spring. That's all. It has nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Our Lord and Savior. And number one favorite.
Yeah, in my family, except for Patrick, who's actually religious, it's, you know, all holidays, you know, are really just about, like, they're the pagan version. They're just about, like, food and bunnies and stuff.
Uh-huh. That's more fun.
It's way more fun. And it's Connor's first Easter, which means there will be all kinds of, like, eggs and bunnies around.
Uh-huh. Despite the fact that he won't be able to remember it.
I'm sure he won't remember it, but he'll like it when it's there. He can sit up all on his own now.
Wow.
And he's starting to babble.
Yeah, it's babbling. It's good.
Yeah, he says da 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 da.
Babble on, little boy.
Yeah. This is all in the past week that he can, like, you know, sit up totally unassisted.
And babble.
And babble, yeah.
There's officially no parking on this street. This could be tiring. Oh, I have to be up. I have to fucking be at school at that early. So let me just go back around and park in that one spot.
What? I can't understand anything.
I'm driving sideways in the street. There was a spot way back in the corner, but it was. I'd have to move it in the morning. Then I remembered. I have to move it in the morning anyway. I have
right.
A fucking impromptu PCA photo search meeting. I got called at the last minute. So I have to get up early anyway.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm really woozy.
Do you need to eat?
Yeah. Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, humongous time. Like, mega Uber time.
Mm-hmm. What are you
going to
eat? Is there anything good in your house?
I'm going to eat whatever is in my house. I don't know if there's anything there. Wait, what about this one? Tuesday. It's the same thing. I'll just park here. I know this one is a full space.
To me, this guy who keeps being is like eulogized all over every newspaper today. Bobby Short is like this, you know, New York nightclub singer. He's from Danville, Illinois.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah. I heard it on the radio on NPR. I was like somebody who is like being. Like, eulogized on in every media is, like, from Danville, Illinois. That's so funny. Kind of random.
No, I've missed having spent the... Yeah, I kind of missed the news the last few days. Hello?
Hello, yeah.
I've kind of missed the news.
You missed the news? Yeah, that's understandable.
Kind of been elsewhere. Missed all the news except for the Terry Schiavo news.
Mm-hmm.
Only because it kind of strikes a chord with what's going on in my life right now. My family. It was funny for Steven to be back stateside, and like the first thing he comes home to is like everyone talking about this woman in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's kind of missed out on all of the sort of other cultural blah blah blahs that, you know, have led up to this moment.
Right. Uh-huh.
It just comes back and there's all of this. Well, first of all, like this has kind of been brewing down in Florida for some years. But specifically, like, the last few months, there's been a couple of court orders, you know, and he missed all of that. But he just comes home, and all the news media is talking about, all it's talking about is Terry Schiavo. Oh, sorry, man.
Sorry.
I almost just got ran over by a bicycle.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
Carefy.
It wasn't me that was being reckless. I was coming around the corner on the sidewalk and this guy came at me at like 20 miles an hour.
Oh, really?
And then I like, he kind of, for some stupid reason, went in like towards the hedge as I was going in towards the hedge and he just was like, whoa. And he kind of skidded to a halt and goes, sorry.
Yikes.
That was not looking like it was going to be very much fun.
No. Don't want to get run over by a bike.
No. Not today.
No. Man, there's another school shooting.
Really? Where?
Yeah, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Some high school student killed his grandparents and, like, five people. people in his school and wounded 15 other people.
Who did he kill? Do they know? Yeah. Do they know? Were they teachers? Were they students?
They already
come up with a grand conspiracy as to why he shot who he shot?
No.
Was it totally random?
He shot several students and a teacher than himself. Mm. Oh, here he is. That included a female teacher, a male security officer, and 4 high school students.
Wow.
Well, his grandfather was a police officer. He used his police-issue gun.
Whoa, that's loaded.
Yeah.
That is fucking loaded.
Hello.
Hi.
Baby dude.
Yeah.
I love you, dude.
I love you too. Oh boy. Almost 20 feet from the door.
20 feet from the door?
Yeah, I'm hungry. Where are you right now?
Where am I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm at home.
Where at home?
In front of my computer.
Oh.
I'm getting up though now, because I feel bad.
It's okay. I'm not really all that present myself, considering my brain is, like, extremely critically malnourished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting kind of hungry, too. Maybe I'll make something up. I don't know what to do. I went grocery shopping at least yesterday.
That's good. Food. I sing to you the food song.
The food song. The Michael's Hungry for Food song.
I think one of my favorite things about this apartment is that when you let the door close, it kind of clunks shut a little bit, but you don't hear the clunk. Because there's also a doorbell in the door. Like a doorbell, not like a electrical one. Like a
mm-hmm.
like you press and it goes ding ding because it's hitting
uh-huh.
something. So when you close the door bells.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
I am home.
You're home.
Sweet home. Warm home.
Great.
It's very warm because I closed all the windows, and then it got cold, which means that it gets hot in the house.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Are you a cat?
Yeah.
Are you a kitty cat?
Yeah.
What? What kind of animal is that? Is that a Julia monster?
Yes.
It's a Julia
Bingo.
Monster. Hi, Julia monster. Are
Hello.
Are you domesticated?
I am somewhat domesticated, Julia monster, yes.
Somewhat domesticated. You going to bite me?
Probably.
You're probably going to bite me. I don't know if I'm going to pet you then. Will you be my friend, Julia Monster, or are you not going to be my friend?
I'll be your friend. I'll only be nice bites.
Only nice bites? Okay. Well, I like nice bites. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Vera's cat knows how to open doors.
Wow, that's hazardous.
Yeah, it's really hazardous. And she taught the dog.
She taught the dog. I had, when I was little, I had a kitten who could open doors. Like, yeah.
Damn, that's fucking incredibly smart of them. If they're kittens and they know how to do that. I mean,
oh, yeah, they were like kittens and they would cooperate with each other.
That sounds like a fucking global conspiracy theory. If you...
Are you cooking? What are you making?
I just poured myself a glass of orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yum, yum, yum.
For urgent nutrition.
Mm-hmm. That was the urgent care center.
Mm-hmm.
And now, there's like a few spoonfuls of yogurt in the bottom of this yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
A few spoonfuls. I'm going to have some yogurt and some Zapatista honey.
Zapatista honey.
This is round one. There'll be a round two shortly. This is just the critical, easy pass.
Mm-hmm.
Hope this yogurt is still good. Though I have trouble imagining that yogurt isn't good because it's already bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's already rotten. Famous last words, I'll be puking tomorrow, I'm sure. Oh. So I finally listened to our interview last night.
Oh, you did? Finally.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Well, I was a little bit freaked out as I realized that the lead up to our interview was an interview with a Marine and his wife.
Yeah, I heard that one.
That kind of freaked me out. I was like, so that's how you're framing this. That's a little scary. That's a lot scary. Kind of really, I was kind of like shouting out loud. I was really freaked out by it.
Huh.
And,
But, I mean, it really wasn't really related, you know? Like, they were just trying to, like, you know, be radio announcer-ish and, you know, kind of transition from one thing to the next, you know?
That's true. It's true. But you'll notice that they asked some of the same questions of both of us.
They did?
What's that?
They did?
I didn't know. So, anyway. Sorry, I'm in the I'm eating and like my brain is turned off mode.
Oh, okay. I'm making microwave popcorn because I feel like munching, but I'm not really hungry. I just want something to munch on. Dude, I miss you. love you, baby.
I love you, too. I'm so spacey.
Yeah.
And the other thing I noticed is that they only played the clip of us fighting and not the clip of us acting retarded.
I know. I was sad about that. I wanted the French toast one.
The French toast one is so much more indicative of what we actually do.
I know. I'm like, we hardly ever fight, actually, you know? Mm-hmm.
It
was a rare moment.
It's funny. After listening to it, it made me understand why, your read was that the girls were kind of, you know, why the girls were led to their read. Because it's totally it's not framed as art. It's just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Popcorn for me.
Oh, popcorn. If I had popcorn, I would make it, but I don't.
Slightly burnt. I feel like microwave popcorn is actually kind of a fine art, you know? Like, getting the exact right cooking time for your microwave.
Yeah, it's specific to a microwave, huh?
Yeah. God, I used to eat, microwave popcorn was one of the foods, I ate all the time in high school, you know, but, really haven't eaten since then. And it has practically zero calories. Hello.
Hi. Sorry, I'm just reading a letter from the chancellor of the university.
Hold up.
Hello?
Hi, it's me again. I didn't have the hands-free thing on before. Mm. And, yes, for comfortable, and B, I read yet another article talking about, how cell phone use can lead to brain tumors.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I saw that article. I didn't read it, though. I think I saw it, but I didn't read it.
Dude, this popcorn's really good. It's yummy. Wow. What does this letter say?
Oh, it's about the contract negotiations. They've actually made a real offer, not the fucking bullshit one that they made before.
Uh-huh.
The one they made before that was like a 2% rate, 2% increase in over like 4 years, which is really like a 0.5% increase every year. When, inflation is, 3%, and, housing inflation in New York is, about 6%.
Right.
So, it was just laughed. I mean, it was you can't
laughable.
Be fucking serious. It just wasn't a serious offer. It wasn't an offer at all.
Right.
Right.
So this is like, it looks like it's like about 2% a year for 4 years, plus some other little things, which I don't think is what they wanted to get. I think they wanted 3% a year or something like that. They wanted 3%. Which was cost of living. They were just trying to make cost of living. I think the goal was to reproduce the SUNY contract, which was 3% for 5 years. 3% a year for 5 years, so it was like 15/5. So this is like 8/4. Anyway.
So are you a member of a union now? Or how does the bargaining work?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Everyone is.
Yeah.
Everyone is. Well, except for administrators aren't. And the president was trying to make all of the departmental chairs not be forcing them to leave the union and be considered administrators.
Really?
I mean, he mentioned this, and I think that a lot of people wrote a lot of really angry letters.
Right.
But I think that I haven't heard much about that since then, although we'll see.
Yeah, because the department chairs rotate all the time, too, you know?
Exactly. It's really fucked up. I'm lying on my bed.
You're lying on your bed? Did you have enough to eat?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing a little of everything. And then I'll go back and do a lot of everything. I ate a little bit, drank a little bit, and now I'm going to lie down a little bit, and then I'm going to eat a lot, and drink a lot, and lie down a lot.
Sounds good. I'm just munching a lot. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
What's that?
That's my landline phone that I never answered.
What is your landline doing ringing?
It's probably a telemarketer or something.
Oh, no.
Except it can't be a regular telemarketer because I'm on the do not call list, but it might be a, some kind of, like, something from one of my credit card companies where since I'm already a customer, they're illegally allowed to call with special offers or something, you know?
Right.
Like, why haven't you enrolled in our identity theft protection plan or something, you know?
Okay, I'm done with my lying down briefly.
Okay.
I'm gonna go eat
some more.
Right
now, am I gonna eat more?
I'm gonna eat some more. I don't know what I have to eat, though. I see some chocolate.
I can send you some popcorn through the phone.
Oh, I see what I'm going to eat. I see what I'm going to eat. Well, I've eaten a lot of lox. I was going to make eggs and lox.
Mm-hmm.
And add some cheese. But you know what? That's a little bit much. That's a little bit a lot like what I've been eating recently. That's really... I think I should stop eating that for quite a while. I have butter and tomatoes. I could make pasta. I'll make some pasta. I have tomatoes. Tomatoes and I have pasta. That sounds good. Hi, my name is Hungry. You're supposed to say...
I'm hungry.
Hi, good. Oh, shit. What am I in here looking for? The mushrooms, that's what. The mushrooms.
Mushrooms for your pasta?
Mm-hmm. Everything in here is a little bit old. Yes. I heard that sigh.
I'm lonely. I miss you.
Aww. Yeah, I'm lonely. And I miss you, too.
My apartment feels big and empty.
You know how big and empty this apartment feels?
Pretty big and empty.
I haven't even gone down to the downstairs. I mean, you move anything into it. I mean, not that it's really that big.
No, it's actually quite small.
It's really smaller than your apartment in L.A.
Yeah.
But, in its own way, it's big. In its own New York way, it's big. And especially in its duplexness. Especially in its basementness.
Yeah. Well, the base one's going to take some work to humanize, but,
yeah.
You know.
Humanize, that's a funny way of putting it. So.
You okay?
Yeah, I just dropped my garlic on the floor, that's all.
You're making your own sauce?
Hmm?
I said you're making your own sauce.
Duh.
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 Well, I don't know. I'm lazy. I buy pre-made tomato sauce.
Sorry, that came out wrong. Ew, we've got some grodiness on this garlic.
So, are you going to come stay at my house tonight?
I would love to. Can you beam me over?
I'll make you a Cosmo.
Oh, you'll make me a Cosmo.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really not doing so well with this garlic. It just fucking the other piece flew off onto the floor. You'll make me a Cosmo.
Yeah. How about that?
Okay.
And then we can sleep in and then go to yoga class.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
So what's stopping you? Just come over.
Oh, boy.
You're like, not this again.
No, I'm just thinking, I don't have the energy to play this game. I would like to play this game, but... I'm using all of my energy to concentrate on not cutting my fingers off as I chop garlic.
I see. Yeah, don't cut your fingers off.
It wouldn't be good, would it?
Okay, I've had about all the popcorn I can stand
to eat. These mushrooms look a little suspect.
It's really insane. this popcorn has 15 calories per cup.
Per cooked cup or per not cooked cup?
Cooked cup.
Yeah, because it's all air.
I know, it's all air and fiber. No wonder they tell you to eat that crap on Weight Watchers.
It's because it's air. Air.
It's air, but it feels like you're eating.
Latin cucumbers? No, it's celery. Which is not air, it's water.
You can eat all the cucumbers you want.
What's that?
I said, yeah, you can eat all the cucumbers you want. I think you've got a new money-making sensation here, the microwave popcorn cucumber diet.
God.
Yuck.
Yuck. What was I going to say? Oh, that there's an urban legend that celery has a net
negative calories.
Yeah, has a net calorie loss. Eating it creates a net calorie loss because you chew.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't buy it, but.
Yeah, but I don't really buy it either because if you're gonna start talking that way, then you'd have to like subtract out like your base metabolism from everything you eat. You know. Mm-hmm. I think it's, like, a fallacious way of counting calories.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sure that the energy it takes to eat the celery is factored into your general, you know, daily energy you expend just living.
I am chopping mushrooms. I decided I didn't want to cut them all individually, so I just started chopping them and hacking them away. So we've got some big parts and some small parts.
Mm-hmm. It's a witch baby.
Huh?
I said it's a witch baby. She just leapt onto my lap.
Oh.
Oh, now she's curling up on my knee.
You're so lucky she doesn't know how to open doors.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, you're so lucky she doesn't know how to open doors.
Yeah, I know. She doesn't know. She's pretty smart, but she hasn't figured that one out.
No, she hasn't. But this kitty.
Does the kid's cat, like, stand on its hind legs and turn the doorknob, or, like, how does it work?
It jumps up and pulls the doorknob down. Mm-hmm. It stands on its hind legs. Obviously, we can't see it because we're inside and we locked it out and it wants to get in.
Right.
So, it's not 100% certain. But apparently the reason it really wanted in and it really fought its way in was it wanted to kitty flirt with me.
Oh.
It only does this when there are...
It likes boys?
Likes boys.
Yeah.
Like your little witch baby.
Much like my little witch baby.
She just really wanted
to... She's my stray cat.
I know, she's your stray cat. Vera's little cat's a little straight cat. She wanted to come over and just, like, climb up on top of me and start biting the... Biting the blanket that was on top of me. And, like, attacking it. It was pretty weird. So.
So how is Vera? Is she gonna go? Did she get her admissions letters and stuff from?
She's decided to go to. She got into the Art Institute, but she's gonna go to CalArts.
She's gonna go. That's great. That's great.
Like, already, she's kind of, like, so ready to go to CalArts. She's already decided that she's going to live in Val Verde.
I'm sorry, what? She's going
to
live
She's so ready to go to CalArts, she's already decided where she's going to live, in Val Verde.
Ah. Well, that's great.
So...
I think I really do think it's like a very, very good place for girls to go to film school.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And we saw some fun films.
We saw some fun films. Good.
There's a really, really funny one called. Uso something or other. It was it was like What's Up Tiger Lily, where it had been like they took found footage and overdubbed it with this other narrative. But the narrative was, I mean, it was a Spanish language film from the 40s. Most likely, it seemed to be in Mexico. But I could be very wrong on that. But it had been overdubbed, and it was all about how there was this filmmaker in town, and he was, you know, he was an experimental filmmaker, and he was making a film. And this, and it was this one woman was, the nurse, it was set in a hospital, and this nurse was saying how she was so excited because it had been her lifelong dream to be in an experimental film. And he said, well, that's good, you'll be in one. You're going to be in one. You're in one. And it's all this drama about, you know, this experimental film. The private eyes come into the saloon looking for somebody, and they say, have you seen any experimental filmmakers? And the barkeep woman says, oh no sir, we don't allow them in here. They're just too low. You know, we would never let them in here.
Right.
And then there's a scene where the woman, the nurse says something to the effect of, it's always been my dream to be in the film, you know, experimental film, and, you know, it's like, I work my day job, and then on the side, I take experimental film acting courses, and, you know, or no, first, before that, it gets out that they're found footage.
Uh-huh.
And there's rumors that they're found footage that are circulating, and they're not, you know, that this really isn't, you know, that's how the film is going to be shot. They're found footage, you know, and they're like, oh, I don't know about that. That's not right. You know, blah, blah, blah. So then the nurse has her thing where she's like, you know, like, I always wanted to be in an experimental film and now I am, but it doesn't feel like anything. And then the doctor, who's like totally trying to make it with her, is like, well, Let me see if I can help you. Let's make it a little bit more experimental. And he goes and he presses a button. I mean, it's like the scene where the doctor presses a button on his desk. And as he presses it, all of a sudden you get all of these, like, After Effects tweak outs. And everything starts doing all of these weird alpha channel, like, really, like, intentionally bad experimental film.
Uh-huh.
And that goes on for about 45 seconds. And then when it's over, you know, she's like, thank you, I feel a little better now. Or they light cigarettes, and it's like it's framed as if they've just had sex, right?
Right, 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 right.
And then the next scene after that is they're in a they're back at the bar, and there's this sort of shouting, and you know, it's like this battle cry rally, kind of like, you know, we're going to go get those motherfuckers, you know, whatever the scene was from, was like where they were going to lynch somebody, basically. They were like, we're going to go find him and kill him, kind of scene, you know, and they're like, they're like, it's true. We're found footage. Let's go get that. Damn, you know, experimental filmmaker. He can't do this to us. He can't come here to our town and do this to us. And then the next person goes, I saw him down by the train tracks with his Bolex. Let's go get him. And they go, yes, let's go get him. And then they run out. And then as they're running out, as they're all like running towards the camera, they get caught, they get slowed down, and they get played back and forth, and back and forth as they're running back. I'm doing this as I'm repeating it,
right.
Dancing it for you, but they like go back and forth, slowed down, and they go, God damn it, he's doing it again. Uso Justo, that's what it was. Usojusto. He was from Minnesota. It was hilarious. It was so fucking funny.
That sounds great.
It was so fucking funny. And then the funniest part is that they have the gall to program that directly before a total fucking structuralist, like, marbles and broken glass.
A real experimental film.
Fucking film. Like, you can't believe that people are still making this shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And that they still play it. It's just so fucking boring. But it was pretty fucking hilarious.
That sounds great, baby. It sounds so funny.
So, I really enjoyed that. What else did I see that was good? Oh, there's another one that I can't really describe to do it really justice, because it's so fucking twisted. But it was like these really, I think there's a certain animation style that's like hand drawn stop frame animation, where it's like intentionally drawn just a little bit off each time. You know, like you try to draw it the same, but the knowledge is, or the, you know, it's like,
right, I understand.
So that like it the so the end effect is that the image kind of vibrates.
Right, yeah, I know exactly.
So it had been drawn like that, and it was just still images like that. You know, so they were just like shaking still images. Line drawings, these adorably cute line drawings, like children's drawings of wild animals. And the first one was a lion.
Was there a tiger?
No, it was a lion. It was a big lion, and it said, and in a voice, in a totally inhuman voice, it said, I killed my girlfriend's 4 kids. I killed and ate my girlfriend's 4 kids. I killed and ate my girlfriend's kids. That is to say, I killed and ate all of the children of all of my four girlfriends. I killed and ate my girlfriend's kids. And then the next one said, I can't remember. There was seven or eight of them. It was like really slow too, as this thing is twitching there. And the next one said something else. And then the next one said it was a chimpanzee, a girl, like a girl monkey. And she was like kind of like squatting with her legs spread towards us. And she said, I rubbed my clitoris against my mother's clitoris. I rubbed my clitoris against my mother and her girlfriend's clitoris. Or her friend's clitoris. I rubbed my clitoris against my daughter's clitoris. It was like, and it went on like that. It was so surreal and fucked up and like funny, but not funny.
Right.
It was like ascribing all of these human sort of
taboos onto the animals kind of thing.
Yeah. You know. Then there was like a bunch of dolphins, and it said, we raped her. We raped her. We all raped her. We all raped her, but we think that it was necessary or something like this. Like, we think that it was the right thing to do anyway. And I kind of liked it. You know, it's like... It's, like, so weird.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's absurd to, like, use the...
I mean, are you, you're supposed to, I'm guessing, I get the impression that you, you know, could interpret all those texts as either being some kind of, like, horrifically unimaginable human situation or some kind of animal behavior that could be misinterpreted or read like that.
Yeah, or, it's either, like... Totally. Well, no, it's pretty clear that you know that it's the animal. It's taking what is like normal animal behavior
and turning it into awful human behavior.
Into awful human behavior. It's like putting a human voice on it and like confessing, like this confessional. It's like putting a human voice on it and turning it into a confessional to like frame like sort of what really is normal behavior for an animal into this sort of insane level of sort of, I mean, not to say that, I didn't mean that came out wrong. I'm not advocating that we all go around killing each other's children and eating them, but just sort of that, I don't know, just sort of framing the animal kingdom.
Right.
Just sort of talking about taboos and,
right.
And being really surreal and funny. It was really, really, really fucking funny. Hello?
How's your pasta going?
It's almost ready. Can you tell?
Yeah.
I sound upbeat. My body is already like sending
it's just
me. Yeah, it's sending me energy in advance. It says, okay, you're a good boy. Let me give you energy. I'm a little nervous because it smells like I put wine in it, but I didn't put wine in it. I just put some old mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Giggle, giggle.
I hope it tastes okay.
you too.
I just had to, like, throw away, like, half of my refrigerator yesterday. I was like, what is all this stuff?
I just put cheese on top, too.
I can, like, never buy the exactly the right amount of food, you know? It's like, either there's not enough and there's nothing to eat, or there's something that rots, you know?
Mm-hmm. I do know how that goes. Hmm. Excuse me.
Did Casey get what's the verdict?
The verdict is it's too hot.
Too hot.
And the preliminary preventative verdict is I'm going to eat it anyway. And the tertiary verdict is it smells a little bit funky. Happy eating noise. Hey, dude, I really liked your picture in the mirror. That was cute.
Oh, thanks, dude.
It was really cute.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yes. Can't talk.
Okay, well, when you're done eating, just come find a bed with me.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
Come here.
Oh.
Come here, okay?
Okay. I'll come over.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Oh.
calling for a long time. You come here. I know you're just finished eating, but after that, there's no excuse.
I'm not done eating yet. I wonder what the Europeans think of all this nonsense about Terry Schiavo.
I'm sure they think it's nonsense. I'm sure they think that they should have let her die a decade ago.
Yeah, really.
There is this, Daniel Shore commentary about the case.
Oh, what did Daniel Shore say?
Well, I only heard part of it, but he was just pointing out the irony of the fact that, you know, it's like the Republicans who, you know, just on the basis of, like, the connection of this issue to the Right to Life movement, you know, are, like, you know, having this whole big to-do about this case, you know, but at the same time, if you think about it, you know, basically, you know, Terry Schiavo's care is largely financed by Medicaid, which mm-hmm. is one of the programs that they were, you know, voting to cut funding for in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it is paid for by a malpractice lawsuit.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's just, like, totally contradictory, you know?
Okay, I'll climb into bed with you now.
Yeah, okay. Are you coming over?
I'm coming over to the bedroom. That's about as good as I can do right now.
You're coming to my bedroom?
It'll be your bedroom, too, in a month.
You're incorrigible.
Okay, I'm just doing the best I can.
I know. Okay, I'm waiting in bed. Are you here?
I'm here. Are you there?
I'm here. So you're going to scoop me up and snuggle me or what?
Yeah. I'm going to burrow. Is it okay if I burrow?
Yeah.
Vera's cat was a burrower.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I kept trying to burrow underneath things. It also likes bags.
Likes bags too.
Mm-hmm. Really likes bags. Really wanted to.
I don't know why cats like bags so much. I really love them.
It really, really wanted to get into Vera's camera bag, which is like a big time bag it shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
It's the point that it was like tearing at the zipper. It knew that the zipper opened the bag. He's a fucking smart cat.
That's a smart cat. Ooh, a little too smart.
Yeah, it's pretty smart, that cat.
Okay, you're gonna scoop me up and snuggle me?
Okay, I'm scooping you up and snuggling you. Mm. recording tomorrow, sleep tomorrow night and the night after?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
I think so. I'll have to look. It's Tuesday night and Wednesday night.
Hi.
Snuggle.
Talk to me.
Snuggle, snuggle. Snuggle, snuggle. Mm-mm. Snuggle, snuggle. Mm-mm. Ah. Ooh. Ooh. You're like, that's really terrible singing, Michael. And I'm like, uh-huh. I know that's
terrible. What? Singing. Putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm not. I'm putting words in my mouth. It's really, really warm in here.
It's really warm, huh?
Yeah, I'm just kind of having a really, like, 1 hour late, delayed reaction.
Does that mean that we have no heating bill?
Yeah, we have no heating bill. You there?
Hello?
We have no heating bill.
No heating bill.
Conversely, we have no control.
No control over the heat.
Yeah. Although it's hot, which is better than it's not hot.
Right, it's fucking... not like they're skimping on the heat or something.
No, it's not like they're skimping on it. It's not like the Greenpoint apartment where, like, the heat was barely on.
Well, it gives you an excuse to be that naked guy.
I know, I'm totally shaping up to be that naked guy.
Mm-hmm. Are you that naked guy?
I've got underwear and socks on.
Underwear and socks.
And a shirt.
And a shirt.
I guess that makes me not that naked guy yet. Quite.
No. You're just pants-free guy.
Pants-free guy. Is that kind of like hands-free?
Kind of.
A little different, though. Why is it different?
A little different, yeah. Because it doesn't really just mean that your pants are free to do something else.
Yeah, they are. They're free to, lie on the
door
bed.
On the floor.
Seems like they're free to me.
Yeah, you've got some liberated pants there.
You
free
sound,
to be you and me.
You sound a little bit cynical over there. I don't know about that. Neither is Baby Tiger. She doesn't know about that. She does know about snuggling.
Yeah, she's an expert. Dude, I only have 3 days left.
I know. Are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm also a little scared.
Oh, how come?
I'm just scared.
How come you're scared?
Just because... I don't know. Because everything's about to change.
Yeah.
also scared of leaving well, you know? Like, I feel like... I don't know.
Explain?
I don't know. I just don't know how hot a friend I am right now, you know? Because I'm just, like, kind of preoccupied, you know?
Uh-huh. Wait, you're leaving well. Hello?
Yeah, I mean, like, when I move, like, that, you know, it will be, you know, leaving in a spirit of good, happy relations with everyone around
me.
Right.
Hello?
I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking?
Mm. I don't know. I was just thinking about all of the leaving. Thinking a little bit about my leaving, too.
About your leaving, too?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
Like, when you leave, you leave. But you can kind of stay, but you can't really stay. I was thinking about how, like, it's going to be a little weird when you come here because I'll actually really be here. I won't be in L.A. I won't really be able to pretend like I'm in L.A. and that I'll be going there frequently, you know?
Right. Yeah, it means, like, you're really leaving, too, then.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm shifting it from you to me, which I shouldn't be doing. I don't really need to be doing.
Yeah, but it will mean you really live in New York, right?
Yeah, it means I really live in New York. And you know, as much as it's like fun to talk about going back to LA for the summer, like, it, you know. You know, it's kind of difficult.
You know? Yeah.
And, you know, like, anyway, I don't mean to jump that far, just to sort of, like, yeah, I don't know. But you're nervous.
Hello?
Hi, yeah.
Make you feel really living in New York.
Hold on a second, the battery is dying. I have to plug in. Hold on a second.